Good, great. Trying to avoid the sun a little bit.
Tyreek, today is Hall of Fame enshrinement day.
Right.
How much have you thought about possibly being in there one day and how you would look in a gold jacket? Have you thought about that at any point?
No, I really don't try to think about any of that. You know, at this point in my career, you know, I really, only thing I really think about is just winning games, you know, doing whatever I can for this team, you know, and that's really it. You know, when that day come for me to get into the Hall of Fame, you know, I'll be thankful, I'll be grateful, you know, for just being even listed or even being considered to be in those categories. That'll be great, man. But for right now, I'm just focusing on what I can control, and that's my career, and that's me going out there and balling, doing what I can do.
Did you have, growing up, some of those Hall of Famers that you looked up to?
I mean, yeah, but yeah, man, obviously for me, man, my biggest thing looking up, you know, was my granddad. You know, I always looked up to my granddad, you know, so for me, like, my granddad was my greatest hero. Like, he didn't make it to the NFL or anything, but, you know, he really taught me the things that, you know, that I do every day, which is work hard. I mean, outwork anybody on the field and compete and challenge yourself every day and be better and be a better human being, you know, than the day before. So, I mean, my granddad, man, shout out to him.
Sorry, one thing that I found kind of interesting is that you play everywhere on the field.
Right.
In Kansas City, you were used a lot in the slot.
Right.
Waddle, Cedric Wilson, both of those guys also been using the slot. Just from your perspective, what advantages, disadvantages are there to being in the slot as opposed to working on the boundary?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, everybody is in the NFL. You know, there are some weak spots on the field, you know, considering that the slot is typically, you know, the weakest. I feel like maybe not the weakest spot on the field, but, you know, consider like cornerback number three. But, I mean, that's why you play for, like, great coaches. Like, they know how to use you. They know how to put you in positions to make plays, you know. So I feel like I didn't play slot that much. I feel like I'm an outside receiver. Maybe not your traditional size, but, you know, I get the job done. I do what it do. I make it do what it do.
The celebration you had with Jalen Waddle yesterday.
Right.
Who thought of that, and how did that come about?
Oh, that's that AB. Put that S on, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to AB, man, doing his thing, you know, making music right now, transitioning from football to making music. So, anyway, man, you know, I can support, you know, anybody that I know and somebody that played the game at a very high level, me and J-Dub, smaller guy, similar frame, just like us, we're going to put that S on, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is.
Mike McDaniel's big on giving established veterans load management, time off. You've been going hard in practice
right
throughout training camp, but why was that so important to you?
Oh, for me, man, like, I just got to take time for my body, man, because I'm a fast guy. I feel like only fast guys get, like, certain injuries. So I feel like that wasn't really, like, a low management day for me. Like, I had, like, a little slight ding up, so I ain't going to really get into it. So, yeah, man, but I truly think that, you know, those days are important, you know, because playing in Miami, man, the sun can weigh on you, as you can tell, you know, and it can, you know, take the fluids right out of your body, you know, put so much soreness in your hamstrings and other muscles that you got in your body. So those days are very important, you know, so it's really up to us, you know, how we, you know, approach those days. So.
But, I mean, when you're out there practicing, you're going hard.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm going to always go hard. It don't matter. Like, I don't care about none of that. I don't care if I'm injured or not. I'm going to go hard. When I'm on the field, I'm going to give my teammates my everything. That's what I do. And I expect the same thing from them, which I know they're going to give me the same thing back. So,
you're a couple of days removed from those joint practices with Tampa. Do you get the sense that guys are really itching to go up against somebody else on the field?
As far as us or them?
No, yeah. As far as you guys facing another opponent, you get the guys. Since the guys are
kind of
getting
antsy
for that.
Yeah, man. I'm really sick of going against X, man. Like he been locking me up in practice, man. So I'm really eager to go against somebody else, somebody that I played twice, you know. So I mean, I really can't wait to get to Tampa, and I know the guys are very eager to get down there as well to play. So everybody's excited, man.
You lack no confidence. What is it that powers that confidence?
Family, just who I am as a person, man. I feel like I've always been this way. But for me, man, you just got to know when to show it and know when to just be yourself, man. So I just feel like growing up my whole life, man, I've always been the fastest. I've always been a shit talker in track, basketball. So, I mean, once I made it to the league, man, it kind of carried on, you know. And then I began to make plays. Then I began to talk a little bit more, so. It's probably why they got rid of me in KC, because I started talking shit.
Talking force you to live up to it?
Huh, me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. I feel like if I don't talk, I don't perform, man. Because I perform better under pressure. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my mentality. Like I feel like if I'm relaxed, if I'm just chilling and just vibing, then like I just go with the flow. But if somebody just engaging with me and talking trash, like say for instance I'm going against a DB and he don't say nothing to me the whole entire game, like to me I'm like, okay, we brother-in-law in it. But if he's sitting there talking trash to me, like doing what he got to do, like in my face every play, then I'm going to challenge him back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I got to do. So.
How do you think your talking leads to confidence for your teammates as well? When they see you barking, they want to follow you and you know, have a standout play just like you. How do you think that rubs off on everybody?
I feel like it rubs off, I mean, in the right way. And like you said, it rubs off on everyone. You know, Tua has even been talking trash, so I think that's great, you know, for his confidence, you know, moving forward, going into these big games that we're about to play. So, I mean, I'm just like a match, man. I just get the thing started, and everybody else just finish it. You feel me?
Can you give us examples of Tua trash talk?
I mean, y'all seen it, man. You know, it's kind of subtle, but it's here and there. You know, I've seen the interviews y'all did with Tua. He kind of showed his confidence a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Tyreek, what inspired you to start your podcast, and what have you learned from the experience so far?
The experience, man, has been great. Just being able to meet, like, different individuals, you know, learning about their backgrounds, you know, hearing their story, you know. But the reason I really started it is, you know, I just wanted to give, like, a player's perspective, you know, and that's really it, man. You know, I like, truly, when I do stuff, I do it from the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to hear about people, and I want people to understand who football, you know, who we are as football players. You know what I'm saying? Because most people see us as individuals with helmets on our head, you know. So, I mean, my thing is I try to get different people. I don't care how many followers you got. I just want to get you on there, talk to you, hear your story, you know what I'm saying? And then you be able and have people, like, be able to relate to it a little bit. So that's really why I started it.
Do you feel like it enhanced your relationship with some of the teammates you had on,
Jalen? I really don't think so. Like, I feel like our relationship was going to be the regardless of whatever, man, because our personalities just gelled so well together.
Final question.
Yeah, Tyreek, yesterday Jalen had said that the thing that stands out most about your arrival here is your professionalism, your approach to the game. I was curious what you can say about the way he approaches the game.
It's the same way. You know, I can kind of, you know, put us in the same category, you know, when I was at his age and at his time in his career, you know, came into work every day. He worked hard, didn't make excuses, and he did what he was told, you know. And, you know, when another guy got the ball, he played for that guy no matter what. So if I'm getting the ball, he blocking for me, you know what I'm saying? Or if Raheem or anybody else or Tua got the ball, he doing what he got to do to make plays for this team. So that's all I can ask for a young guy, man, trying to learn, trying to make it. You know, trying to do what he can to support his family or whatever. So, shout out to J-Dub for that.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.